יום העצמאות.
I gave you a
okay.
I was thinking of changing it to Tuesday or Thursday.
Fast day.
And you know what? Let me give you a day off.
All right. I accept your day off.
Okay.
I have to find a way to make up the Beatle Torah somehow, but the Ezrat Hashem we will. Pardon?
You can tape it in.
Actually, I can. Okay. I'll send out a message for Yom HaAtzmaut by email. Okay.
That's
an interesting idea. I have to, Ezrat Hashem, find time for it.
Let's
say it again more.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right,
because
I'll send an email.
Yeah. Bisader, gentlemen, I want to, of course, first of all, dedicate all the words of Torah I'm going to say to Mazal Bat Esther. God should give her a refuah shalem with a karov. And since we don't have shir on Yom HaAtzmaut, allow me to give a small thought on Yom HaAtzmaut, something we spoke about after shir on Wednesday. After shir on Wednesday, we addressed the fact that God messed up the calendar for us. It would have been very neat and clean if in Mar Cheshvan we would have come along and did the Declaration of Independence and we'd have a state. But unfortunately or fortunately, it happened during Sfira. And many a Jew complained, why isn't it such that we would have had Yom HaAtzmaut and a Parva day? Mar Cheshvan, Tevet, Shvat, Dafka during Sfira, Yom HaAtzmaut came out. Now, obviously the easy answer to that question is life is not mathematics. And halavai, that the Jewish calendar would correspond the events that happened. But quite frankly, I think we're happy when we get a present from God and we shouldn't complain. And therefore, if Yom HaAtzmaut happens on Hei Iyar in the middle of Sfira, that's when we have to thank God for it. But what I want to do is not talk about does Yom HaAtzmaut mevatel Sfira or not halachically. This is not a halacha shir. I can just tell you in one sentence, absolutely. If Lag BaOmer does Yom HaAtzmaut alachat kama v'chama. I want to speak about the next stage. What's the result? What's the result? We now have a happy day during Sfira. What's the result for us? And gentlemen, I have to tell you that when you speak about Sfira, most Jews have a connotation of happy or sad. Yeah. However, that was not always the case. The days between Pesach and Shavuot should have been what?
Happy.
The happiest days. Why?
You're waiting for Shavuot.
We're counting towards Shavuot. It was the happiest time. There's many Rishonim Achronim that say that just like you have a Chol HaMoed, quote unquote, between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, you have a Chol HaMoed, a big long Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot, because we didn't leave Egypt in order to leave Egypt, we left it to receive the Torah, so it was a very happy time. If you recall during your Seder, I'm sure someone at your Seder said that when we were in Mitzrayim, we were in the Mem Tet Sha'arei Tuma. 49 Sha'arei Tuma, and every day we count Sfira, we're coming up from one of those levels of impurity. So it should have been the happiest day. But we all know what happened. Leaving out the Crusades a moment, which is one of the reasons we're in Avelus now, both Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, have the Masoret of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We all know the story, just remind me.
They didn't talk nicely to each other, so they got killed.
12,000 pairs.
12,000 pairs of students didn't speak nicely to each other, and they all got killed during this time, and they stopped. This Magefa stopped in Lag BaOmer, came along Rabbi Akiva with five more students that we read about in the Haggadah, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, and Baruch Hashem, there was a recitation of the Torah after that. Gentlemen, if you think about that particular episode, what comes out is as follows. The students of Rabbi Akiva had very high objectives. They wanted to be Talmidei Chachamim, so they learned by Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the most greatest teachers we ever had. What they didn't have was regard to the next person. All they thought about was what?
Themselves.
Their own advancement, their own development, their own achievements. They did not think about who was next to them. So if they were running to shir, they trampled over people, they pushed people away because they have to learn Torah. That's their objective. They had no regard to the person next to them. And quite frankly, I believe that one of the terrible results of living in Golos is that the Jewish people only thought of their own community, at best. And at worst of themselves. You don't necessarily think that I have an achrayus, I have a responsibility outside my own little bubble called my community or my family. We come about in Rosh Hashanah, in Chutz La'aretz, what do we pray for? Chutz La'aretz. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you're praying for parnasa, health, wealth, I have never yet seen a speech that speaks about, let's pray for the welfare of the Jewish people, because you were in Golos. How can you help the Jewish people? You're living in Poland, you're living in Eastern Europe, you're living in Morocco. There was no notion of, I have the ability to nationalize my prayers. Came along Medinat Yisrael, came along the State of Israel. And I have to admit that the State of Israel did not only feel responsibility to its citizens, but rather to the world at large. And I can give you many examples, but let's give you the best example of them all. You got it. You read my mind, Dr. Sevier. I have a story. One of my rabbeim is Rav Aaron Rakefe, via the website, the YU website. Never learned in a shiur. I went to a shiur once. Okay, I listened to endless of his shiur. He told me he lived in Israel till 1969. Till today, there was never a good day. He listened to the news every day. There was never good news in Israel except for one day, July 4th, 1976.
That was our gift to the United States on the 200th anniversary.
You got it. Gentlemen, what happened that day? Theologically, what happened that day? We made a statement to the world that we are not just responsible for our citizens, we are responsible for the Jewish people. And therefore, because we're responsible for the Jewish people, we're going to send our fighters to Entebbe to do what? To save the Jewish people. And this duplicated itself many other times in history, but that's one of the best examples I have. That ultimately we felt a responsibility not just to our own community, but to the national welfare of the Jewish people. And therefore I think that the result of Yom HaAtzma'ut during Sfira is exactly that. If the students of Rabbi Akiva didn't have a responsibility to one another, we are slowly but surely getting back to happy days of Sfira by doing what? By showing our responsibility not just to ourselves, but to the entirety of the Jewish people and maybe the entirety of the world. And ultimately, that's what happened on Yom HaAtzmaut. Yom HaAtzmaut was a day where we said there is a Jewish state in the State of Israel, not just for its citizens, but for anyone that wants to come. The law of return, which I think could have been a much better law of return halachically, and we all know the drawbacks of that law, but that law for full-fledged Jews meant that when you come to this state, you get citizenship. Why? Because you're Jewish. Whatever Jewish might mean, but because you're Jewish. That is an amazing achievement that made a statement to the world. We are not just a state of its citizens. We are a state that has a responsibility to the entirety of the Jewish people. I believe we are slowly but surely zoche to getting back the happy days of Sfira because we started to uplift our responsibility to the Jewish people at large. And if you want a good proof of this, usually, for the most part, the parshas of Tazria and Mitzora come out during this part of the year. If it's a leap year, it comes out before Pesach, but usually it comes out this time of the year. What was the Haftorah we didn't read this Shabbos? It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we didn't read this Haftorah. It was the Haftorah of Tazria. It talks about four Mitzoraim, four lepers that were very sick, and they went into the camp of Shomron, the enemies of the Jewish people in the area of Shomron, and they found food and they found everything. And it was a very bad time in Israel. It was a famine. The Navi told us in the Malachim Bet that they went in, they ate, and they enjoyed themselves. And then they said to one another, why are we keeping this a secret? What? Just we should enjoy the bounty? What should we do now?
Tip out everybody else.
Tell everyone else about it. That's the Haftorah of Tazria and Mitzorah. That's the Haftorah of Tazria. What does it have to do with the Parsha of Tzarat?
So, Tzarat, you're joining, you have a, we discuss this as a way of joining, getting back to joining part of the Jewish people. So
when you speak, when you do an Avera, all the Deos in Sechaz Arach and other places say that, why do you get Tzarat? Not because you weren't good to God, but rather, you weren't good. Ben Adam HaChavero, usually. That's the most part, that's the most quoted and accepted point of view. So ultimately, you go out of the camp. You're sent away from the Jewish people to do what?
Examine yourself.
Contemplate. Start once again examining yourself and connecting yourself not just to yourself but to the Jewish people at large. Seeing the positive, not just the negative elements of the Jewish people. So, these four Mitzoraim had a problem. They were what? Egocentric. Only thinking of themselves. They got Tzarat. How did they fix it? They told all the Jewish people, we found a treasure over here. We didn't just leave that information to ourselves. We didn't just take it for ourselves, we thought about other people. That, I believe, is one of the messages that we have to take from the fact that one day this week we won't be in Avelus of Sfira. Because one day this week, we are doing what? We are showing that we have a responsibility to the Jewish people, and we did something about it. And the same thing is true with regard to Yom Yerushalayim, where once again, we could have won the war without going into the Old City. We all know that Moshe Dayan with his one eye said, and I quote, "We don't need that Vatican." That's what he called the Old City. But destiny, Hashgacha Pratit, Levi Eshkol, whatever you want to say, thought otherwise. And we went ahead and we said we're going to capture the Old City because we have a responsibility not just to win the war for its citizens and the Jewish people, but this is an historic moment for the entirety of the Jewish people. The way we'll get back to happy days of Sfira Be'ezrat Hashem is if we start doing everything we can to reconnect not just to ourselves, to our own communities, but the entirety of the Jewish people. And to think not just about our communal needs, but rather of our national needs. And that is one of the miracles of Yom HaAtzmaut, but to be more precise, that is one of the results of the fact that this week, on Wednesday, we will not be in Avelus of Sfira, because we have done something for the Jewish people at large, and not just for ourselves.
Should have been a problem with our wedding on Tuesday night.